Today we're going to learn about the mean value theorem and related ideas. We'll begin by talking about maxima and minima. Definition: let f be a function with domain the open interval ab. A point c at ab is called a local maximum for f. We also say that f has a local maximum at capital C. If there is a delta greater than 0 such that f at t is less than or equal to f at c for all t in c minus delta c plus delta, the open interval. A point little c at AB is called a local minimum for f. We also say that f has a local minimum at c. If there is a delta bigger than 0, so that f at t is bigger than or equal to f at c for all t at c minus delta c plus delta. The figure illustrates this. On the left, there is a local minimum, which is like a valley. And on the right is a local maximum, which is like a mountain peak. Local minima, plural of minimum, and local maxima, plural of maximum, are referred to collectively as local extrema. And we have a famous and useful lemma of Fermat now. If f is a function with domain AB, if f has a local extremum at x and AB, and if f is differentiable at x, then f prime at x equals 0. And the picture, of course, makes this intuitively clear. Proof. Suppose f has a local minimum at x, then there is a delta bigger than 0, so that if t is bigger than x minus delta and less than x, so t is to the left of x, then f of t will be bigger than or equal to f of x, so f of t minus f of x divided by t minus x is less than or equal to 0, because t minus x, of course, is negative. Letting t go to x, it follows that f prime at x is bigger than or equal to 0. Similarly, if t is to the right of x of distance less than delta for suitable delta, then f t minus f x over t minus x is bigger than or equal to 0, so f prime at x is bigger than or equal to 0. So f prime at x is less than or equal to 0, and f prime at x is bigger than or equal to 0, therefore f prime at x equals 0. Very simple. A similar argument applies if f has a local maximum at x, and we'll leave the details out for you to think about. Example, consider the function f at x equals sine x on the interval pi over 3, 11 pi over 3. Certainly f prime at x is cosine x, and f prime vanishes at the points pi over 2, 3 pi over 2, 5 pi over 2, and 7 pi over 2. By Fermat's theorem, these are candidates to be local maxima or minima, and indeed, pi over 2 and 5 pi over 2 are local maxima, 3 pi over 2 and 7 pi over 2 are local minima, and the derivatives at all those points are certainly 0. So before going on to mean value theorems, we provide a nice application of Fermat's result. Let f be a differentiable function on an open interval I, pick points s less than t at I, and suppose that f prime at x is less than rho is less than f prime at t, then there is a point u between s and t such that f prime at u is equal to rho. So it's like an intermediate value property for derivatives, but you don't need to assume the derivative is continuous. And in fact, in many cases, the derivative is not continuous. Proof. Consider the function g of x equals f at x minus rho times x. Then g prime at s is less than 0 and g prime at t is bigger than 0. Assume for simplicity that s is less than t. The sign of the derivative at s shows that g of s hat is less than g of s for s hat greater than s and near s. The sign of the derivative at t implies that g of t hat is less than g of t for t hat less than t and near t. Thus, the minimum of the continuous function g on the compact interval st must occur at some point u in the interior, and the preceding proposition guarantees that this minimum satisfies g prime u equals 0, and therefore f prime u equal rho as claimed. Example, if f prime were a continuous function, then the theorem would just be a special case of the intermediate value property for continuous functions. That was an earlier result of ours. But derivatives need not be continuous. Consider the example fx equals x to the 3 halves times sine 1 over x. If x is not 0 and 0 if x equals 0, you could calculate that f is differentiable at every point, including 0. In fact, f prime at 0 is 0, but the limit as x goes to 0 of f prime at x does not exist. This example illustrates the significance of the theorem. Since the theorem says that f prime will always satisfy the intermediate value property, Even when it is not continuous, its discontinuities cannot be of the first kind, because the discontinuity of the first kind has a jump, so it misses values. In other words, if f is a differentiable function on an open interval I, then the discontinuities of f prime on I are all of the second kind. Now we'll turn to the simplest form of the mean value theorem. This is called Rolle's theorem. Let f be a continuous function on the closed interval a, b, which is differentiable on the open interval a, b. If f a equals f b equals 0, then there is a point c in the open interval a, b, so that f prime c equals 0. And the picture illustrates this idea. And that's where we'll stop for today. Thank you.